Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
At a baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. Wide.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you.
Good day, Tony.
Woo! Bruce.
What's going on?
What is going on, dude? Cheers to you.
What?
Cheers to you.
Cheers to you.
Otter, how are we?
We are doing absolutely fantastic today, Tony.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
I mean, do we even have to say it?
Say it.
Kyrie's going to the Lakers. Everybody knows it. Let's go.
Just get
your tickets in now. Put your championship tickets in right now. It's the last time you'll be able to get it.
If he does, those tears are just going to taste that much sweeter later this spring.
You know summer. I'm finally over the Cowboys losing the way that they did.
Getting their ass beat?
Yeah.
No, they didn't actually.
I know. They just got outplayed, but
maybe the like I'm surprised Shams had no other teams at the
on. He's time. Got teams, dude.
I think that like Toronto's gonna have a better package for him. Like,
he's got teams.
Like there's just so many other teams that
I think he's gonna have a hard time finding a contract extension that he likes.
Yeah.
What are you saying? Like,
well, what do you mean?
That's just what I like. The Nets probably made him a decent offer. Like, well, he's been good. That team is very good.
Well, like, money-wise, like, he definitely got a max, but it was probably just incentive-based. Like, he probably had to go to, like, basically all the off-season program stuff, and, like, he's not going to do that. So that's probably – they probably just had disagreements on that those type
I mean,
of things.
There's the one that I was
– I mean, KD's got to be fucking
– There's the team name that I was waiting for to drop, the Mavericks.
Ooh, Kyrie and Luka.
I mean, he's got no one. Get the guy some help.
I mean,
I do like that, Tony. Good show.
I said what about Dallas? And he pretended like he didn't fucking hear it.
I mean, yeah, and they also have way better pieces than the Lakers. Like they were saying, the Lakers have first round picks. Like they don't. They have a 2020.
What's his name that you guys got though? Has been pretty good, Mitt.
Rui Hachimura.
Yeah, he was very good last night. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, he didn't play his best game last night, but he is a very, very good player, and he's gonna like they really need him.
How did we do last night, boys? Let me go to my settles.
I was even Steven in college ball, but. I would like to say NBA was 2-0.
NBA was an absolute bucket for me as well. I had a nice 3-0 night in straight bets, and then the Tyrese Haliburton LeBron parlay missed by 4 points from LeBron. I mean, come on.
Let's see.
Yeah, I was 3-0 in the NBA as well, and Michigan came through.
Yeah, Michigan did come through. That was a beatdown.
Yeah, thank you for that one.
I think you were 6-3, Tony.
5-4, just counted it.
Ooh.
UC Riverside was a loser. Florida Atlantic was a loser.
Yeah, that was a
Eastern Kentucky and Cleveland State did not fucking come home for us.
They roped us in with that one.
They did rope us in with that one, but there was a 5-1. James Madison was a winner. Fucking all the other boys were winners.
I'm a book nerd tonight. I got a lot of Ivy League on my plate.
Oh, do you?
Oh, do I?
Oh, do you?
Yes, sir.
My first round, two balls or whatever. Jordo won. Jordo Spieth won. Vic Hovland won. Ben Griffin did not win. Matthew Neesmith did not win.
Come on, Ben Griffin.
Come on, Benny Griffin.
Can we get Leverkusen in the fucking goal?
Did you catch the leaderboard at all?
Oh, in the Cavs. Hey, I was 1-0 in the NBA last night. We had a good NBA night.
Dude, the Cavs.
Dog.
Have I catched the leaderboard? Brooks, no. What's going on with the leaderboard?
Harry Higgs.
I had a nice three-game parlay with Lakers, Cavs, and Mavs. It was beautiful.
That's fucking the lads.
Pacers, Knicks, Bucks cashed. You're cashing. Cashes.
I actually. The
Big
Pacers
fucking
was an awesome
NBA show over
here, buddy.
Yeah, and if you think I didn't live bet the Lakers when they were down 12 super late. Come on, who you think that I am?
Nice.
Clippers. Who do you Clippers think you are? Covering but not winning that game was insane.
It's exact same thing with the Pacers, actually. Them
Bucks were plus 900, down 22 points at one point.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I also snuck in a little nightcap Giannis 30-plus Bucks money.
Yeah, he dominated. Cash.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you got plus 54? Christ.
Yeah, 54.
Harry Higgs is not leading anymore.
No.
Oh, no.
Fucking Hank LeBeauda.
Come on, Harry.
Harry's tied in four-way tie for second.
Yep. Hovland is 6-under, 4-under today.
Yeah, that's
he good is news. The odds-on favorite at plus 650, tied with Justin Rose wide.
Rose. Every rose has its crown.
Just
like every rose.
All right, picks Friday. Is it a normal?
Go. Is it go,
normal?
Tony.
Is it a normal? Go. Picks Friday? Go. No. All right, I'm starting in Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
And once you dig in.
Kelce, 25 receiving yards in each half is -130.
I took that this morning, boom. Tony.
You know, I'm a sucker for this motherfucker. Each team to score a touchdown and field goal in each half is +1700.
Right.
Sucker for me. Boston Scott and Kenneth Gainwell to combine for 40-plus rush yards is +145.
Ooh.
Score Gami is +1800.
Ooh.
Why not?
What do you think it would be?
A fucking.
I guess it's hard to imagine.
Did you see? Did you
43-39?
That's not, I gotta that's find it. Where is it?
You think 43-39's happened?
Is it a Super Bowl score? Not
no, just score overall score.
Overall no. score.
Did you see
but there
the
is
Super
a Super Bowl
score? You
see
the Super Bowl score one? I like that one.
Yeah, there is a Super Bowl score gummy as well. Gotcha. First touchdown. I'm gonna take quarterback at +600. It's which position?
Gotcha.
Okay.
Quarterback +600. I'm also going to take tight end at +310.
That
fucking Goddard, Kelce, both quarterbacks can score. I'm in.
What is running back in that? Probably the favorite.
I can look. While I'm looking, I will continue to rattle on. Will the game be tied after 0-0? -130 is a yes. I'm taking it.
Ooh.
Total yardage of all touchdowns, over under is 87.5. I'm going under.
Okay. Might need a tackle at the two.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I struggle with sweating those. That would ruin my.
These are all fun ones. You know,
yeah.
Two-point conversion attempt. Yes, is +116. I'll be on it. Fucking Sirianni was gonna go for two when they were up 20-7 when they scored to go up 20-7 against the Niners. Someone wasn't ready for it. He was pissed. If you're going to go for two in that situation, there's some situations you'll go for two in the Super Bowl.
Yep. They got, you know, new holder too. Can't do the whole tape off the shoe.
I do this one all the time. First drive, score or punt. Punt is -122 for the Chiefs and punt is -130 for the Eagles. I'll go on both of them.
Right.
Total yards gained on the first play, over under 3.5. I'm on the over, -120.
Chris Jones to record a sack and the Chiefs to win, +600.
Ooh.
That was a special last week.
Ooh.
And it came home. Which one did you ask me? Oh, the scoring position. I will try to find that for you.
Pacheco, 25 in each half, +260.
Ooh. So what I've locked in so far is Kelce two tuds, Pacheco tuds, Pacheco over 48.5, Gainwell over 16.5. I'm kind of holding the rest of my my bullets for now.
Running back is the favorite at +175 to score the first touchdown, with wide receiver being +200.
Gotcha.
Any other props out there?
I can take you just some. I can take you to a kicking prop here that I like. Harrison Butker to have the most kicking points. Butker versus Elliott. That's at -124. I just really, really love that one. And then also, I'm going to take the over of total interceptions at 1.5. It's at +138 right now. I think that's some great value.
I'm not seeing it right now. There's special teams props. Will there be a missed field goal? Which one was that? I think I wanted to take it. Where is it?
I don't know. Lad, I don't know who these guys are, but Chelce does look fast and furious.
I mean, for the money they spend, those boys better be fucking buzzing, dude.
Fine. $1 billion.
Miss field goal, no is -148. Yes is +116. I'm going to throw a little one. Yeah. Feels like Butker has not had the best of his years.
Yeah.
Apparently dealing with a little bit of an injury, I think.
Yeah. my thing is like
Jake Elliott will skis one from now on and every now and then.
I don't think that they're gonna like really kick field goals.
They might have to.
I don't know if they will.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the side.
Because if it's third and eight, they'll hand it to Gainwell and then go for it.
I'm on the side of that because like also. We saw it.
There's always going to be that moment in a big game where somebody gets a little squeaky bum time.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
It's all willy-nilly going for it on 4th-and-3, 4th-and-4 every week until you get here. Then it's a little bit harder to pull the trigger. The cameras are flashing.
Now, if you go to the FanDuel Sportsbook, they pretty much I think this is their full array of Super Bowl bets are fully locked and loaded up on the website right now.
It does seem like it because there are a shit ton.
And if you are, I believe, a first-time user, if you listen to this show and you're not a FanDuel user, I believe it's $3,000 risk-free.
Yeah, pretty good.
It's up to $3,000 risk-free.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
That is the best one that I've actually ever seen. That is the biggest free bet I've ever seen.
On FanDuel, probably,
No, I was saying in general from any. I've seen 1,000 from a lot, but that's the
thing. In general.
Generally speaking, college basketball tonight.
Ooh.
Let's continue on with picks Friday.
Come on.
Go on.
One pick for me on this always short Friday slate. I'm going to lay. I had to look real hard for a pick tonight. UNLV minus 8.5 against Fresno.
Ooh. Go ahead, Bruce.
All right. My first play is Harvard plus 3.5.
Tell them why.
So Harvard has alternated wins and losses every game since 12-20. They're 6-1 at the spread following a loss in their last seven. They are at home with Yale. These teams tend to kind of split the home and away.
Sure.
The whole Ivy League kind of does. Tough Barnes across the conference. They like try to act like, oh, it's the Ivy League. It's not a conference. It's a conference. It's the Ivy League conference.
Fucking good basketball. Friday Night Lights, baby.
So Harvard plus 3.5. How about Dartmouth plus 2.5? They got Brown coming to town. That is an awesome little gym. And a hard place to play. They typically play well there, so I'll take Dartmouth plus the 2.5. St. Louis minus 150 on the money line at home with VCU coming in. St. Louis just dropped a they ran into the Hornets nest that is Rose Hill Gymnasium and lost by 15 to the Fordham Rams. But I think that they bounce back and get a much needed home win here. VCU obviously press heavy. And St. Louis has some good guards. And then back to the Ivy League for this last one. Give me Princeton minus 152 with Cornell shipping down to I think it's south to Princeton. Nice.
Shipping down to Princeton.
Oh! This one is just like, all right, I'm already on the other two Ivy League home teams. Might as well make it all three. Give me Princeton money line.
Hell yeah. Lad?
Give me Harvard plus 3.5 versus Yale. Give me Princeton money line versus Cornell.
Hell yeah.
Give me St. Louis money line versus VCU. Give me Niagara minus 3.5 at home against Canisius. Boise State getting 5.5 at San Diego State. I think that's too much. And finish it off, Kent State plus 1.5 at Akron.
Yeah, baby. Is this the first Saturday you put out a pickies or no? Not this one.
I got a bit of a mission to complete tomorrow.
Yes,
so
you do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
God bless you.
Go. And then it's a Super Bowl, so not then.
No. And maybe after that, though.
Well, we're off. So.
Well, maybe.
We're not off. I might be off Twitter. I don't know.
That's not.
Your replies will be off.
Yeah, your replies will be off.
My replies are always off.
NBA tonight, nice little slate. Picks Friday. I have.
What do you say?
What do you say? What do you say? I got the Wiz hosting the Portland Trailblazers.
No.
Yes, Tony.
Oh yeah.
Laying 4.
I got a money line in there at 174. I'll lay the 4 as well. And then I'm gonna lay some more points here with the 76ers attending the San Antonio Spurs building. Jimmy Harden's not
He ain't happy.
He's not happy.
He's not happy. He's not pleased. Happy. He might dribble even more tonight.
But there is a concern, you know. I know San Antonio is not super close to Houston, but where was Jimmy last night? Could have been at one of his favorite spots. Who knows?
I mean, true. Yeah, his jerseys are up in the rafters up there, but.
But Sixers, I'll lay it. That's a big number, but I'll lay it. And then the Wiz.
I am going to join you on the Wizard there, Tony.
I'm the Wiz.
We love the Wiz. And then also, I think Indiana has a nice bounce back night. De'Aaron Fox is not playing for Sacramento. And
him not being an All-Star is bullshit, too.
I actually kind of agree. Tyrese Haliburton being an All-Star over him is very odd, but Tyrese Haliburton has had a fucking hell of a year, so you got to give him props for that. And he played great last night coming off of injury. He's back. That's why I'm taking Indiana. We got the over of Phoenix at Boston of 220.5. I just think that's too low for a Boston Celtics game. And then I have Orlando going into Minnesota plus the 4.5. Really just kind of a dart at the wall there.
Okay. Any Bruce and Ladd, did you guys say NBA or no?
Ooh.
Bruce?
So Tyrese Haliburton downgraded from probable to questionable.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Wait. Yeah, he ain't playing. Wasn't his first game back last night?
Yeah, it
was. Give me the Kings money line.
He ain't playing back to back. What?
Dude, he balled the fuck out last night.
So my angle coming in.
I do like
the Pacers plus 3. It is kind of contingent on Haliburton going. While it is his first game back from an injury, so they might kind of take it easy, he is extremely good at home on back-to-backs. Like, he almost always balls out and goes over his points total on the second leg of a back-to-back. So hopefully he plays. I like Haliburton 20-plus and Sabonis, little homecoming for DeMontis Sabonis.
Oh, revenge game.
Yeah, revenge spot. So I like both of them 20-plus in a bit of a battle, and I do like the Pacers plus 3 as well.
I'm going full heel here. Kings, moneyline, Portland plus 4.
All right.
Full heel.
Full heel. You did go full heel, you son of a bitch. Okay,
somebody's got to win.
Let's move along. I was so inspired by her interview earlier this week. I got fucking Amanda Serrano plus 250 to win by KO, TKO.
Hell yeah, bro.
I also got fucking Erica Cruz to be knocked down 2 or more times plus 380.
Hell yeah.
Serrano's packing heavy hands this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's really more a fury of punches.
Yeah, that's how she explained it.
Yeah. And I was watching her highlights during that interview, and it is. She's just fucking. I love that, Tony. There's also an NBA boost tonight that I just.
Tony Edwards, LaMelo, and DeMontis to score 20 each.
Yeah, I just took that. That like feels that. Good. That's I feel rad. Like LaMelo really like could that. Drop 16 and get teed up twice or something.
That's rad.
Let's ride.
The NBA antics with the refs right now are at an all-time.
Let's cut it out.
They are at a fever pitch.
No, I mean, I love it. I think it's funny.
If that's what the script calls for, that's what the script calls for.
Yep, that's just this chapter of the script.
Footy lad.
Here we go.
Here we go. Here we fucking go, boys.
Fucking lever cues and get one, lads.
Come on, lads.
What's our fucking problem?
EPL, Saturday. I like Brentford, money line at home versus Southampton.
Fuck yeah, we do.
Newcastle money line at home versus West Ham. Newcastle is an absolute wagon. Bundesliga. Dortmund money line at home versus Freiburg. Union Berlin money line at home versus Mainz. Leipzig money line at Cologne. Hoffenheim draw no bet at Bochum. La Liga, I like Osasuna. Draw no bet at Espanyol. Villarreal, money line at Elche. And Real Betis, draw no bet versus Celta Vigo. In Serie A, I like Lecce, draw no bet at Cremonese. Atalanta, money line at Sassuolo.
Sassuolo!
League A, I like Lyon, money line at Troyes. Lille, double chance
one
at Stade Rennes.
2.5 hours.
And then small. Sunday, cool. Serie A, I like Udinese, double chance at Torino.
Fucking
Udinese.
I like Bologna, double chance at Fiorentina.
Please repeat that one because we were going Udinese.
Udinese.
Which one? Bologna?
After Udinese.
Yeah, Bologna, double chance at Fiorentina. The Battle of Milan. AC Milan is struggling. I'll pick Inter Milan.
Whoa, fucking Inter?
Wow.
AC Milan's in a bit of a schneid here. La Liga, I like Real Madrid money line, even though Benzema might be out at Mallorca. I think Valencia has enough to get a draw, a double chance at Girona. And then Conte is not on the sidelines for Tottenham. He just had surgery. Man City money line at Tottenham. Bremen, double chance at Stuttgart in Bundesliga. And then Liga, like Monaco money line at Clermont. Nantes, draw no bet at JCO. Stade Reims, draw no bet at Auxerre. Lorient, money line versus Angers. Montpellier, double chance at Strasbourg. Lens money line and Marseille money line.
Okay.
Woo!
That was a lot.
That
was a ton.
Woo!
In the Croatian league, Lokomotiv heads to Osijek. Give me Osijek plus 125.
Do we not have fucking Pro Bowl?
We must.
We don't.
I guess it no longer.
I don't know if they're going to let you bet the flag style.
Come on.
It's just being the first year.
Is fucking Skates not here?
No.
Son of a bitch.
Is there even any? I thought there was an NHL.
Oh, there's NHL to bet on.
Kyrie Irving for Ayton?
Like, who's going to fucking win hardest shot? Is it going to be Ovi? Is it going to be fucking Patterson?
Fucking ally afraid of when I was growing up.
Okay.
Seth Jones? Is he a bit of a dark horse?
Who?
Who?
Yeah, I don't know. He's 5-1. I'm looking.
Oh, Seth Jones is a fucking dominant D-man. He was on Columbus. Who's he on now? Any idea?
Blackhawks. He got paid.
Does he have a clapper?
Oh, yeah.
Bit of a clapper. Well, if Chara's not in it, I mean, Chara was always given. Him and who was the D-man for the Preds who could absolutely fucking blast it?
Big old
for
guy.
The Preds? Shea Weber?
Shea Weber, yeah, thank there you. There it is.
Fucking Tim and fucking Carey Price piggyback the halves to the
fastest
fucking
skater. We got Larkin, Makar, and Kaprizov. Where is Nicky Skates at? Son of a bitch!
He's under the weather.
Seriously, I think he's gone. Yeah.
He's another one.
Yep.
No, dropping like flies.
Another one has bit the dust.
God damn it. If I get sick.
Oh, shooting accuracy competition?
McDavid, Drysdale, Jockey Hughes. Who do you want?
Oh. Fucking the Bruce, the Breadman's plus 950.
Ooh, give me a little tasty treat.
Oh,
Kucherov. Kucherov's a bit of a sniper at plus 700.
Yeah, I always worry about Tarasenko in times like these. Oh,
take
fucking,
your boy, take
fucking
your boy
Hazy.
Kevin Hayes. Kevin Hayes at plus 1200.
Hazy, 12-1. He'll probably be pretty hungover.
All right.
Hardest shot matchups? God damn.
Put me down for McDavid MVP plus 1200.
Fucking go, boys.
Is this tonight?
I don't know.
No, Saturday.
I have no idea when this is.
Actually, is the
Skills might be tonight.
Yeah, is the Skills tonight and the game
Let's see,
tomorrow?
Hold on. Hold the phone.
I think it's tonight. It says 7 o'clock, so I assume it's tonight.
Let's go.
Oh, sweet. Something wow. We do.
Hell yeah. All right. Good luck.
Good luck.
We'll be back Monday.
Yes, we will.
From fucking beautiful Phoenix, Arizona.
Rock it out there, lads.
Hell yeah. And we'll try to get some people on.
Hell yeah.
Who knows? Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.